Go for it.
All right, thanks everyone. Hey, thank you everyone. Thank you for coming to see my presentation. I'm pretty excited to be here again, and it's always a great time at FOSDEM. So first slide, we miss you, Lorenzo. Yeah, he's a little bit sick, but next time we're definitely going forward. But anyway, this is a little agenda, so we'll go with the usual stuff. Then a slide about me, so you can read pretty normal again. I've been in voiceover IP SIP since about 2003. I've written some tools that many of you have probably heard of or used, like RTP proxy and NetHelper and all that. We for living we build run support and all the stuff, soft switches. We have customers in pretty much every place in the world. Yeah, so basically that we in terms of free and open source software, we, as I said, we always think about it as not what free and open source software can do for us, but what we can do for open source. So we release stuff that we find useful and think that it might be useful for others. We contribute pull requests, issues, and all that to a bunch of projects. I wanted to list it, but it's too long anyway. I'm pretty happy that we can do this stuff. Anyway, so basically, as I said, we build seven support soft switches. Basically focus is on reliability. We also obviously care about security and performance. Part of how I came with this project is pretty kind of long story. Since 2006, we started developing our software, and we needed some kind of system which would basically help our components to connect to the right database. So we have like hot standby and master, and basically how we basically can hook it up to the right one. We did not want to repeat everything, like in each component have its own logic to kind of pick it up, so we kind of implemented local another service which would basically do like pulling of the database. It will pick the right one and expose like to the applications. Basically how it works, we have this control logic which pulls the database and checks which one is alive, and then we have, it can spin a number of forwarders that which then just proxy Postgres basically data without any looking at it even, so basically just very dumb forwarder. And it worked very well. I was quite surprised. I think it was before maybe PG pool was even invented, but anyway, for us it worked very well and went through a few revisions. It's control logic in Python, but we eventually replaced the actual forwarders with something written in C, so for performance. And then as we developed our application, it kind of became, we started like bringing it apart, so basically it became like a kind of bag of microservices which pretty much communicate over RPC, local RPC mechanism. Which in our case we use Drift RPC, basically for historical reasons. We started with XML RPC, but then we tried to eliminate all the overhead because XML RPC run over HTTP, so we wanted something that can run like on a raw socket. And I think gRPC was not even, or maybe it was, but Drift was the best option, maybe still is. Pretty fast protocol, the same idea as gRPC. You get your parameters, you serialize them, you get response, you deserialize it, and happy. So it works very well. As I said, with all those interactions we can have, with multiple interactions between services, we can complete the call basically from in to out in like just few milliseconds. But now, as we kind of grow bigger, basically now is a question how we can scale it up and make it distributed. So now we have all those different components they need to talk over network. And this poses several problems because, as I said, we're running on local sockets, so we have some security, at least in terms of which user can access which service and all that. With a network, we would need like firewall and multiple ports for each application, so it becomes a little bit a challenge. So wanted to have some better maybe mechanism to connect those applications without adding extra overhead, like putting like HTTP front end or something. So we still want those applications to talk directly. And yeah, I poked around and there is a RFC 4145, which basically specifies how you can negotiate TCP sessions over over SDP, basically over SIP. And it's actually funny because if you think about it, TCP connection is really like a lot like a phone call. So basically it kind of makes sense. In a way, actually, if you look at the plan 9, they even like to make a TCP connection, you need to call function which call dial, so to speak. Anyway, so this was the original like initial idea. So instead of having like let's say application 2 component 2 application 2 wants to talk this component on this node, it can issue basically invite and then negotiate TCP session directly to that app which runs on local socket. So basically it never even realizes that it talks to the remote system. And it was initially kind of implemented some proof of concept and it worked well. And then I started thinking how maybe make it even more useful to basically so we don't need to implement SIP in all those components. So we still want them to be as simple and as small as possible. There is an idea, basically, next idea is something that I call portal. So basically we create a local socket on the client node and it basically server listens on it, it passively pretty much. And then whenever app 2 there wants to talk to app 4, it will open that socket, connect to it essentially, and it will initiate SIP session to the that C Proxima server instance on that other node and eventually establish the TCP connection between them. And good part about it is that we don't really need to modify neither client application nor server application. They're basically still talking to local socket and this one is getting a local connection on local socket too. It also could be very performed because with the latest kernels you can use something like splice. So essentially you would need to, this lag essentially will be shortcut in the kernel. So you won't need any even overhead in for forwarding this. And yeah, as I said, pretty much very easy for us to connect those application with this. And it provides unified authorization authentication layer because we can use like normal SIP. So pretty cool. And as I said, it should work with any protocol. So you can connect like databases, some gRPC or some other binary protocols together, pretty much anything. So yeah, immediate plans, release is open source, thinking maybe we'll have Golang version at some point, add some documentation, some future ideas for this, we can also do some interesting stuff, so for example we can do like connection pooling, so if you have multiple clients that want to, on the node, that want to talk to one particular server on remote node, we can pull the connection so you can only have one connection going in. and basically reduce latency even further, because then you don't have connection. It's already there, you just given it when it's not in use. Obviously, we can put like encryption and compression on the network layer. You can have redundancy and failover, and we can also have like protocol aware forwarders, which will basically be probably like a precondition to all of those above. Yeah, and that's about it. As I said, we will be probably talking about this at some other events in the future, but yeah, stay tuned, we'll publish it. Because we want the lowest latency, lowest overhead. So with TCP, this is as low as it gets. So we don't really want any protocol on top of it unless it's necessary. So that's why it kind of goes like this.
I have a good one. What about natural versus? Expecting all of the targets to be available.
That's an interesting question. Actually, in this case, we actually have two modes of connection. So we have, you can either connect to a server or you can have server connect to you. So, and I think I have not really thought about, for us right now, we deploy it in like a private network mostly. So we have not really got a lot of thinking into how it's going to work over internet. But there are, as I said, there are two modes of connection. And it's kind of interesting. It might also have interesting applications. You can even, for example, imagine you have service running in something like Docker, and you don't need to expose any ports. You just need one port, and you can have number of applications, and you can basically call any of them without exporting, because then server will be connecting to you, not you to server. So some stuff like this, but yeah, basically we'll see how it works. No, ZP is just normal text.
I know, but couldn't you do something like a proxy for solving the NAT issue, for example?
Yeah, you can use something like this. Yeah, but in this case, our server is also a proxy in a way, because it is actually endpoint, so it can be like, or you can use something external. So yeah, definitely.
Thank you, Maxime.
Yes.